This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Listeners and or subway riders in New York City might have noticed ads of late reminding us that starting a month from now, July the 30th, workers can start using earned sick leave. So says a new law expanding sick leave to about 500,000 more workers in that city. Sally Herships has the so what.
Workers of New York, how are you feeling?
I'll wait to get sick until July 30th.
Ellen Bravo is with Family Values at Work, a nonprofit that supports workers' rights.
No, what we're going to see is fewer people going to work sick and making coworkers and customers sick.
Workers treat sick days like insurance. They save them for when they really need them and often use less than they earn. So come July 30th, do not expect a sick day bubble. That's according to Sherry Lewant. She's with Better Balance, a nonprofit that does legal advocacy for working families.
Workers save them. They save them because they know they're going to maybe need them to take care of their kids or take care of themselves if they get sick, and they don't want to waste them.
New York City estimates there are about 500,000 employees who had no paid sick time before the new law. Andrew Ritchie is executive director of the New York State Restaurant Association.
Do you get sick days?
Yes, I do.
Ritchie says restaurant owners understand that people get sick and they want to take care of their teams, but that the new policy does present challenges.
There's some office jobs where if someone comes in sick, they'll come in the following day and their work will be there on their desk. But if you're working in a restaurant and you're short a line cook, you need to bring in an additional line cook.
Ellen Bravo says from a business perspective, sick days make sense. They're much cheaper than spending the thousands of dollars it costs to replace even low-wage workers. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.